Welcome, everyone. If you're not already there, please come up to a nice, comfortable seat. Getting comfortable at your base, so maybe sliding your hip bones back a little bit in space. Slight forward tilt of your pelvis. Maybe sitting up on something. You can do like a little wiggle of your hips. Just noticing if your hip muscles are tight or any muscles down there are holding. And try to relax the whole hips, both hips, left and right side. Feel a grounding sensation of your tailbone. It's like a releasing action. Close your eyes. As the bottom of the body gets nice and heavy, gently lift your spine. Intuitively, widen your shoulders just a bit so there's a little more space in your heart, chest. Looking inward and feeling your inner world now. Begin to breathe slowly and gently through the nose. Relax your face. You made it to your yoga mat. Taking a moment to thank yourself in your own way. Bringing your hands together at heart center. We'll begin with the sound of three ohms. Exhale. Deep breath in. Deeply. I'd love to chant a mantra together. This is an ancient mantra named the Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. And the essence of this mantra is about letting go of whatever is needed to let go, but letting go when the time is right. So one line in the mantra talks about a cucumber or a gourd. And it says, when the time is right, it naturally just releases from the vine. It's not something we can force. So it's kind of like a trusting of the timing of nature in our own bodies, in our own lives. Letting go when the time is right. Repeat after me. Om Triambakam.
Om. Satam.
Yajamahe.
Yajamahe.
Sugandhim push.
Sugandhim push.
Divardhanam.
Divardhanam.
Urdhva.
Urdhva.
Rukamiva.
Rukamiva.
Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mrityor.
Mrityor.
Mukshiya.
Mukshiya.
Mamretahate.
Mamretahate.
Swaha.
Swaha.
I'll go through one round, just all the way through. If you know it, join with me. You can even like hum. It's totally fine. And just let the vibration flow through you. Chanted by so many people for so many years. There's power in it. Om Triyambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urdhvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiham Amritahate. Together, Swaha. Swaha. When it's time, may all be released. Namaste. Beautiful, everyone. Nice chant. My name's Greg. It's an honor to guide you through the practice and to see familiar faces and many new faces in the room. So today we'll be doing some yin yoga together. And just for my awareness, is anyone here new to yin yoga? Cool. Welcome. Awesome. Yin is quite simply a practice of releasing tension. So we hold floor poses, stretching poses, for about 5 minutes on each side, or 5 minutes total, in a quiet and nurturing environment. So I'm not going to be talking too much, there's not too much stimuli, and it's a time for us to really just feel and allow all of the ongoings and processes that we feel inside. And here's the key to it. As we feel the feelings from our body. So maybe we feel that feeling of stretch in our hip. We feel the emotional response to the stretch. Every stretch has an emotional response, whether I'm sure you can experience or know that for yourself. And we feel the mind doing its thing. That whole multi-layered process, feeling, emotions, thoughts, kind of like you can think of it just as like energy moving. And the key is just to allow it to happen. So we're not trying to pull through the discomfort. We're not trying to push away any emotions. And this is probably the hardest one for some of us. We're not trying to analyze what we're feeling. So often the mind likes to go in and say, oh, that feeling is there because of a thing that happened in the past, or because my mother did blah, 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 that old relationship. And all of it might have truth to it, but we don't want to leave the present moment. We just want to stay present with what's happening and allow the energy to move its way through. And I've been reading a few books lately. Thank you. I touched on a book that was just given to me, and it reflects a book that I read a long time ago. Maybe some of you read it. It's called Healing Back Pain, or The Divided Mind. Has anyone heard of this book? It talks about how stored emotions contributes to stored tension in the body. And I had a really interesting experience over the last few months that... this is just my own life reflection, but I'm sure each of us has our own version of it, so I'll just offer it out. That I led a teacher training, And for about a month, and then for about half a month after, so for maybe 45 days, I was in a role where I had to be really, really strong and centered emotionally. I was holding space for a lot of other people going through a process. Each of us does this maybe daily if we have families that depend on us or people. That whatever it is in life where there's a time where we maybe aren't allowed to express the emotions that we're feeling for very good reason. We need to be strong sometimes. But whether we're expressing it outwards or inwards, our bodies and our subconscious knows what's happening. It knows that there's a part of us that's always keeping score, even if we allow ourselves to process or not. And I developed this tension in my body. And I was still doing lots of yoga. And I've experienced this happen waves many times in life. Challenging time would come up. I'm doing all my yoga, but this tension would still arise. And for me, it's in my neck. Maybe something to do with the voice, but speaking a lot. So each one is tailor-made, I think. But about a week ago, or maybe, I'm not sure exactly when, but I was just sitting around with my wife, and we ended up getting in a good fight. And anyone who's in a long-term relationship knows that you can have good fights. And a lot of these emotions came up, and we were like, she was saying stuff to me, and I was jabbing back at her, and it was this emotional, nice little war of the emotions. And in the moment, it was like fully on, blah, 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 blah. And in the moment, she's in. But then afterwards, it's like we hadn't allowed ourselves to get to that point of vulnerability and let the stuff out. Then afterwards, my neck didn't hurt anymore. And it was like, it was. Has anyone ever had an experience like this? The emotion comes. It's like, oh, blah, ah. And we feel good after. But I noticed, and I teach this stuff, and I practice this stuff, and I forget this stuff. Again and again and again. So I'm in a place of remembering the truth of it right now, so I share it. And I just offer out, maybe as a reflection for your life, but for today in the practice, to allow yourself to really feel whatever you need to feel. And maybe today you're in a stretch, some emotions come up, rather than getting into the mindset of, oh, there's something wrong with me, I should have a straight leg, the person next to me is so flexible. Rather than that, maybe allow yourself to just feel the emotional experience of those thoughts. Breathe. You can have some sighs, just whatever. It's your own practice, either silently or maybe tears move, whatever it needs to be. And just reminded me of how allowing emotions to move is such an important part of the practice. And at least for today, it seems to be the most important thing because it seems to be very, very effective for me at releasing tension in this moment. So maybe it's not just a phantom tension that came up in your body for no reason. Maybe you just need to let some emotions be felt and move. And we all have them. And we all need to be strong sometimes, and we also all need to be soft sometimes. So, offer that out to you, beautiful, who on some level we all already know this. So coming down, sitting on your hips, hands on your knees, close your eyes, and we'll do just about 4 or 5 minutes. Just getting into the feeling body. Take a deep breath in. Big ha. And begin now to move your spine in whatever way feels right for you. Nice, long, deep breath. Maybe you're doing circles. Maybe you're going left and right. And start to breathe. a really influential teacher in my life once said something that always stuck with me, that the mind and the body are in an arranged marriage from birth, inseparable. And the breath is the marriage counselor. Breathe, you guys. Loving breath, deep, nourishing breath. Slow down your movements now by 50%. Relax your face. And start cultivating that inner intention with yourself that for the next 80 minutes, whatever arises in my practice, I'm here to offer my presence, acceptance, compassion. Keep moving your spine if that feels right, and I invite you to let the spine become a little more stable, and now start rolling your neck. Keep breathing. Eyes can be closed for the entire practice. Change directions if you haven't already. And now slow down the movement even more. We're going to ease the movement gently, gently into stillness. Circles become lighter and lighter, becoming more and more aware of the central spine. Tailbone to the earth. And over the last 15 seconds, let yourself settle. Taking a nice deep breath in, last falling out breath together, all the way in. If you prefer to sit and meditate, it's very good for you. If you prefer to lay down, no problem. Bring the soles of your feet together. knees out to the side. This one, maybe about 10 centimeters, 15, 20 centimeters away from your groin. If your hips, or excuse me, if it feels like you're leaning backwards here for this one, then I'll invite you to sit up on something and tilt your hips back. So if you were to release all the muscles, you would hang forward, like a rag doll. Okay? And then, start off by sitting up tall. You can wiggle your legs a little bit, just releasing initially the hips. Getting a block handy for yourself if you like. And then bow forward. When I was talking about laying down, I was just saying you have the opportunity to just take Shavasana. If you don't want to do the practice that I'm offering. But this pose, we start sitting up. Sorry if that was unclear. That is a beautiful yin pose though. And then walking your hands forward, and just let the hands just kind of stick on the mat as you let them relax, and then letting your head hang down, maybe on a block, and then letting your elbows and shoulders hang down. The first yin posture today is the butterfly posture, which is a yin variation of Baddha Konasana. Gently opening the groin, stretching through the back, outer hips, and lower back. Feeling the stretch through the back of your body. And then once you feel the stretch, just come into contact with your breathing. Stay with your breath. Start releasing the muscles in your body one at a time, so you start to hang into the pose. And it's really helpful, especially for those of us who are new, just to remind yourself that the purpose of this practice is not to use effort to stretch deeper. Rather, it's to allow the effort to dissolve and hang effortless. And then to fully experience what arises. To completely allow whatever you feel. Relax your face. Relax your forehead and your jaw. On some level, we all have some form of a gatekeeper on the experience that we allow ourselves to have. I am supposed to feel this way. And so we try to control things within that, to keep things in what we know. And it's very possible that the effort required to do so is the very thing that creates tension. So for today, with no judgment, what if you were to 100% just allow yourself to be with whatever's there? Completely authentic. And breathe. There's about 1 minute left. Stay where you are. Take one final breath. Prepare to relax that last little drop. And last exhale, relax your arms floppy. Let your arms go limp. Let your head go limp. Sigh. Keep it slow and come out of the pose. Keep your legs the way they are. Just lean back on your hands a little bit. You can sit up nice and tall. Imagine or actually feel latent energy gently releasing through your grounding lines. Every breath. Relax your mind. Very good. Bring your legs back together. Feet a little bit forward. Keep your knees bent. Loosely wrap around your legs. One hand holds one wrist, forearms is fine. And let your head hang. Can you let your whole legs and hips really release here? Relax your toes. Gently sit up. Straighten your right leg forward. Left leg comes up, over and around. The sole of your left foot faces backwards. So make sure that your foot is not flat on the floor. You want your foot pointing back. And take a moment, just wiggle. Maybe you have to do a little bit of moving of your hips out of the way. And again, you might need to sit up on something. for this to work. Some of us have knee issues, so there is a variation, and I'll check in a moment once we get in for those who need more help. Sitting tall to begin. Can you let your belly and both hips release? And then start leaning forward. The hands will initially press on the floor as a protection mechanism, resistance, so that we don't fall all the way into too deep of a stretch. And then as you stay in the pose and as you breathe, scan your body with your awareness and start really gently releasing those areas and muscles that are resisting gravity. Relax your face. Practice slowing down your breath. It's a really, really great technique to help calm and massage the flow of information, flow of energy. It's like you're massaging the edges of the gates, those pressure points. Slow breath in. Slow breath out. Relax your feet. Eventually relax your elbows hanging like gorilla arms so you're not reaching forward. Just letting it all hang. A little less than 4 minutes here. Remind yourself really lovingly or really kindly, what I'm feeling may contain a level of discomfort. And there might be emotions, there might be resistance, but it's also totally okay. There's nothing wrong with my experience. There's nothing wrong with me. Just going to let myself feel. Notice if your eyeballs feel busy, the eyes are moving around a lot, and just, if you can, relax the muscles behind your eyes. Drop into an inner layer. What's behind the eyes? Feel your central spinal cord. Breathe there. Just under 1 minute left. You can let go of nice haws or hums. Let it all flow, guys. Let it flow, let it go. Prepare for the final breath. Deep inhale, no rush. Really slowly. Millimeter by millimeter, come up. Keep your legs just like that for a moment. You can lean on your hands. Take a nice breath into your heart, your back, your neck, your brain. Relax your brain, your neck, your heart, your belly. Slowly straighten your left leg. Switch sides. Your right foot points backwards. Might wiggle or slide the flesh a little bit out from under the hips. If you need to put a block under your knee and have your knee out to the side a little more, that's fine too. Closing your eyes. Become very present with this moment. The last pose is behind you now. Come into this breath, a fresh intention to be present and kind, to accept and allow, to let go of all judgment. Bow in when you're ready, if you haven't already. You can really feel a collective grounding energy. It's really, really nice, tangible. Align your focus to slow breathing. Complete breath in without forcing. Complete breath out without forcing. Like a balloon expanding to its comfortable edge, and releasing from that edge, wave after wave. Relax your fingertips a little more. Your elbows. It's about a minute and a half to go. As we release more resistance, as the awareness gets clearer, sometimes the sensation feels like it's getting bigger. But also your ability to be calm with the sensation is proportionate. Eventually, you'll be able to go completely ragdoll. Every tiny little muscle releases. Don't be shy to let good sighs go here. Free zone. Breathing in the final deep breath. Breathe in a little deeper. Let it go. Fingers, toes. Relax. Keeping your eyes closed. Slowly come back up, yogis. Keep your legs like that for a moment, if possible. Be sensitive. Keep breathing. What's that emotion? Without labeling it, what does it feel like? Right leg forward. Lay on your back. One minute total relaxation here. intentional. Inhale, breathing in through the soles of your feet, back of your body. Inhaling slowly, start to expand, fill the middle, fill the top. Last one, inhale, optional of course. Relax the space behind your belly. Good job. Bending both of your knees. We'll move our way up the spine. Having your block handy to the side. If you have really tight in, if you feel really tight in back bends, you may want to use a bolster instead. You have the blocks down right next to your hips. Your block down. You just have the block on the lowest level and width-wise going left and right. Lift your hips off the floor and then slide the block underneath your hips. So you want to feel the back of your tailbone is on the block and the back of those two upper hip bones. Imagine a triangle. Tailbone, two upper hip bones. And your lower back is free to release here. Nothing underneath your lower back. Feet come wider apart and let your knees hang together. It's the first option, like a pyramid of the legs, knees together, feet apart. Or you can straighten your legs. Or if you prefer, you can come into a diamond leg position with the soles of your feet together and the knees apart. To a nice, steady breath. Peaceful mind. Remind yourself, whatever arises, I'll just allow what I'm feeling. Arms in any position. Very important to stay focused on your breath. Whenever we get into sensations of discomfort, pre-existing patterns of the mind automatically try to click in. We try to analyze, we try to control, figure it out. It's totally normal. But if you can,
You want to underride those patterns from clicking in by just staying with your breath. So you keep everything gently moving like a peaceful massage. You're not trying to hold anything. Allow your eyes to become so gentle the compassion face of the Buddha. There's about 20 seconds left here. Let yourself fully sink backwards. Let's take that final breath in, all the way expansion. Very gentle and come out of the pose slowly. Breathe. Lift your hips a little bit and let your tailbone ground down again. Any position with your legs here. Very nice position is to have the knees bent, feet out to the side a bit, knees hanging together like a pyramid, and your palms just holding the sides of your lower belly. Just tuning into that space of the body. Join me for one round of the Brahmari, sound of the peaceful humming bee. Inhale deeply.
The next one will be moving about two-thirds, a little more than two-thirds up the back. So we'll be laying back, laying on the block, and the block is underneath your chest. So some may like it a little bit closer to the lower back. Some may like this a little closer to the neck. Your hips are on the floor for the entire pose. So I recommend coming into the pose by first sitting up. So you make sure that your hips stay down the whole time. Then positioning the block. So it'll be about underneath your heart as a guide. Foundational level, really nice. Feel free to go to the second or the third level if you know you're more flexible. Tuck your shoulders under a little bit and lay back. If you need something underneath your head to begin, do so. Close your eyes. Relax your mind. Become very conscious of your breathing. As long as the breath is flowing smoothly, it prevents the thoughts from becoming jagged and choppy. The breath is a more powerful inner force than the mind. So massage your mind with your breath. About 3 or 4 seconds in, 3 or 4 seconds out. Explore the different arm positions and find the one that's best for you. Some like the arms over the head, some like the hands underneath the head. Allow your hips to be heavy. Let your arms and your legs go loose. this relaxation into the final breath of the pose. On your next inhale, breathe right up into the back of your head, the back of your neck. As you exhale, let the head be heavy, hips be heavy, arms totally loose. Be very gentle. Keep your eyes closed. Support yourself any way you need to out of the pose and move slowly. Remove the block. Lay yourself down on your back. Giving your nervous system a chance to just rest before the next pose is very, very important. No discomfort. Just be at peace. Okay. One Brahmari to reset, coming back to center. Deep breath in. Fingers and your toes. Hug your knees in. Roll to your right side. Let it all hang out for a moment. Let yourself go totally floppy. Mindfully, come up to a seated position. Could come into it from the floor, but it's pretty complicated to describe, so easiest way to come into the next one. So I'll show you the next pose, and there are different options for the pose. Okay? So I'll show you like a mirror first, so if you're looking in a mirror. And this can be a really deep pose, and you can make it lighter. The first version of it will be in hands and knees, and I recommend just watching, is to have your left knee just in the middle or even facing forward. So this knee becomes like a prop for you, and some people even like to put a block or something here. You can rest down over with the forehead on a block, or just turning the neck like slow, so it's a slight twist. The next level here
would be to bring your right arm out to the side, something like so. And some of you will definitely feel this one.
To go deeper, you'll bring both knees out to the side and both feet facing to the back. Okay, so the legs stay together for the second one. Coming down onto the forearms, you bring the other arm forward, walk the right arm, your right arm, all the way out to your left, and then start leaning, head turns to the left. And the deepest expression will be all of that the same, but then you have your back right leg, 90 degree angle, out to the back that way. And this can put quite a bit of a stretch on your lower back as well. So, option one with the legs, option two with the legs, option three with the legs. Listen to your back. The front body is either going to be laying forward on the forearms, resting the head, turning the head to the left, or reaching the right arm all the way out to the left, and then leaning down on your right temple. So you're moving towards the upper body, twisting to the left, and then choose your option with the lower body. The angle of your upper arm will make a difference here. And sorry, the angle of your lower arm makes a difference. Switch your legs. And so if you have your right arm pointing straight out to the right, it's good. But you can even bring the right arm a little bit on an angle upwards. A little bit of an angle upwards and pull the elbow a little more this way. Elbow comes this way, the arm comes a little bit up. You should feel nice stretch or twist. Outer hip, lower back, lower spine eventually. And then the main stretch is in the space behind your neck and in the outer right shoulder, which is an area that gets really, really tight. Your feet. Breathe into your shoulders. Some of us are really good at keeping the Zen in the type of stretch that we're used to. It's like we have a familiar type of discomfort. But then when we get moved into a type of discomfort that is unfamiliar, that's when the emotions, the thoughts come in. So right here and right now is the practice with whatever you're feeling. Breathing it in, I accept, and breathing it out, I let it go. Just about a minute and a half to go. If your head is on something, you can remove that thing. Head turns to the left. Head turns to the left. Give yourself tender brahmaris. You let your whole spine sag down like a hammock, release into the floor, and we come to the final breath. Deep inhale into that shoulder. Slowly come up, eyes closed. Highly recommend keeping your eyes closed. So you just stay inside the experience. Just find a comfortable half sit, whatever feels right for you. Take a neutralizing or a naturalizing breath. Nice deep breath in. Kindness. Exhale. Tell yourself, I'm right here. I never left. Let's move into the other side. This is the last yin pose. Yay! So the right knee will be the one that's pointing forward on the floor at the beginning. Just loose legs. Hanging forward over the thigh, resting maybe your forehead on a block, or turning your head to the right side. Or both legs, 90 degree angle, pointing out to the left with your feet pointing to the back. And then upper body the same, come onto your forearms. Walk your left arm. Walk your right arm a little bit forward, and then walk your left arm straight out to the side, but a little bit of an angle forward. So your left hand will be a little bit front of your left shoulder from the side. And then lean into the left shoulder, turn your head to the right. And the last option with your leg is to have that upper leg backwards 90 degrees. Sole of your left foot pointing to the other side of the room. The Sanskrit name for the full pose is called Swastikasana. So the bottom half of the legs are like those two 90 degree angles. And this is the Buddhist swastika, 2,500 years old, plus, which represents the balance of elements. Find your breath. Find your self-love, self-kindness. Good job. Relax the muscles behind your eyeballs. Relax your jaw. Relax your face. Yourself permission to be in a position that allows emotions to come up, and then to consciously just allow them to flow, viewing it all as energy being released. You're not attaching to a single thought, not attaching to a feeling, nothing you're feeling is defining of anything permanent. Everything changes when it's ready. Last minute. you observe yourself from that space within, prepare for the final surrender. Slowly inhale. Even more. Sink down. Feet release, hands release, eyes release. Slowly come up. Keep your eyes closed and stay connected to that inner space. Keep breathing. Relax your shoulders. Gently lay on your back. Hug your knees in and loosely wrap your hands around your knees, interlacing your fingers. Just let the weight of your legs kind of hold in place. Just the fingers are interlaced. Let your shoulders release here. Your lower back release. Feel your breath. Relax the space behind your eyes. Now, if you like, in your mind's eye, repeating this last mantra with me, you're just embracing yourself here, and this is a mantra of trust. I know that when it's ready, it will release, and not a moment before. There is a deep intelligence at play, even amidst discomfort. Especially sometimes. Om Priyambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarupamiva Vandanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritahate. Final Shavasana. Release your legs, release your arms. Relax. If your back is sore, you could put a bolster under your knees. I recommend not doing any stretching here. Just relax. Give your nervous system that complete break. Palms are open next to your hips. Tuck your shoulders under you. Relax your skin off of your muscles. Your face. Your chest. Your belly, your arms and your legs. Relax your muscles off of your bones. The muscles behind your face. The deep joint muscles, shoulders, hips. The deep abdominal muscles. And the deep spine muscles, releasing the spine from inside. Arms and legs. Relax your skeleton. Letting the subtle energy flow through the energy meridians, the nadis. Relax your energy body. Imagine energetic roots extending into the earth. Imagine your aura and magnetic field softening and expanding. Feel it. Relax your spiritual self. Your soul, your Atman, and let yourself merge with the rest of infinity. gently bring your awareness back to where you are, back to the space. Just feeling the earth, feeling the air, and feeling your inner world at peace together. This is a deeply nourishing space. You're fully supported. You're totally safe. And this relaxed state is so healing for the mind, body, and the soul. So please stay here as long as you need to. Remain laying down, but just bring your fingertips to your heart bone, elbows to the side. One soft om from this position, oming into yourself and emanating that peaceful vibration out through all of your lines of connection out into the world, to all your loved ones. The unseen ripple effect has a very big effect. Deep inhale. Namaste. Deepest thank you. My heart, my spirit bows to yours.